to quit putting in 12-hour days.
I know.
I don't do that at work.
We've got Richmond and Lake Henry in a seeding game today. Richmond having a day off. Lake Henry playing two tough ball games yesterday, and this should be a lot of fun this morning.
Yeah, yesterday's game, the first one was a dandy, too, with St. Martin and Farming. Farming defeated St. Martin by a score of 3-2. What a great ball game that was. Good pitchers going right after each other. And in the afternoon game was Meyer Grove and Lake Henry. Another good game, 6-4. Tie game going in the ninth inning. You get a walk-off two-run homer.
Yeah, and then last night, 5-4 Lake Henry victory over Farming in 11 innings. We're going to get a national anthem here on KASM. We'll be back in 1.5 minutes.
Lambeau's slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Pev's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork has low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And welcome back to Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming. Randy and Don with you. We've got our starting lineup, so with Don Heinen.
Hey, Randy. Lake Henry will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. And they're going to lead off with Shane Campson playing third base. Batting second, playing first base will be Matt Quaid. Batting third, second baseman Jason Campson. Batting fourth, center fielder Aaron Savelko. Batting fifth, playing left field will be Nick Dingman. Batting sixth, the catcher today will be Adam Yeager. Batting seventh, doing the pitching today will be Grant Ludwig. The designated hitter today, batting eighth, will be Adam Miller. Batting ninth, playing shortstop will be Sam Hupfer. Max Wagner will be your right fielder today for the Lake Henry Lakers. They are managed by Keith Leeser. For the Richmond Royals, leading off, playing center field will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, playing shortstop, Adam Buckus. Batting third, the third baseman, Trent Gehrken. Batting fourth, the catcher today will be Cole Schmidt. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Dan Hansen. He will be batting for Eli Emerson, who will be doing the pitching for Richmond today. Batting sixth, playing right field, Connor Dole. Batting seventh, playing first base, Andy Hadley. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Dusty Adams. Batting ninth, playing second base, Kyle Buddy. Like I said, Eli Emerson will be on the mound for the Richmond Royals today, and they are managed by Kirby Hemish.
All right, thank you, Don. Region 15C baseball action brought to you by our region sponsors, the Greenwall Pub, Arosa Green and Feet, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Vig Arena, just south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, and Albany Mutual Telephone, some of our sponsors of Region 15C baseball action. Eli Emerson delivers the first pitch to Shane Campson in 1-0.
And we have a lefty.
We do have a lefty.
He had a lot of lefties last night.
Oh,
lineup was,
man. Yes, there was. Strike one call. Dave Gunderson behind the plate. John Benson on the base path. One ball, one strike, the count. Curveball beaten on the ground to second. Kyle Putty up with the three-hopper. Or to first. 4-3 in the putout. Other region sponsors include Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie. Fine folks over at Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, and Painesville Mutual Insurance, some of our Region 15C sponsors. Here's Matt Quaid, and Quaid will take the first pitch for a strike in 0-1.
So last night's game went 11 innings, Randy. We got done about, what, 11 o'clock?
That was about 11:15.
11:15, and went 11 innings with Lake Henry with another walk-off win in the 11th inning. On a double by Grant Ludwig, and he had the walk-off home run of the game before. So
right.
That's a pretty nice day for a young man like that, isn't it?
You bet. He got the win in last night's 11-inning ball game, and he gets the start today. One ball, one strike, the count to Quaid. Take a little bit inside in the count 2-1 from Eli Emerson. And Eli headed to St. Cloud State University on a baseball scholarship. He will pitch for Pat Dolan, the St. Cloud State Huskies. Check swing by Quaid, and the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Down to three teams. We have figured out the three teams out of Region 15C. It's just the battle today who's going to be the number one seed and get a first week bye, and the number two and three seeds.
Well, Rosa will be the one that this team, Richmond or Lake Henry, will face in the next game. The winner will face El Rosa.
Pitch low for a ball, 3-2. The Minnesota State Baseball Association's website is saying the brackets will be released at 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh, wow.
8 p.m. tonight, the brackets come out, so no sooner. So if you're wondering why we're not talking about the brackets and who plays who, because the Baseball Association has decided to release the brackets at 8 p.m. tonight. So go to their website, look for those pairings tonight.
Wow, it's going to... Kind of late, isn't it?
It is. Foul backing out of play, and now Quaid takes low for a ball, and he walks.
You know, the teams that are going to go to state next week, a lot of them get their fan buses and stuff started up already today after today's game.
That's true. That's true.
But I guess you don't really know for sure which site you're going to be at, Newport,
or which day you're going to play.
Correct.
Here's Jason Campson. Quaid takes the lead at first, and Jason takes low for ball 1-0. This year's state tournament played in Shakopee, New Prague, and Jordan. Ready on the mound, Emerson taking a little time as he lets go of that baseball and a little bit low. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. We were greeted by a big black dog on the field last night during the ball game. I see the black dog through the trees over there.
Over there, yep.
He's a standing guard over there. There's a strike to Campson, and the count at 2 balls, 1 strike.
We've seen Weston Brinkman playing center field. He was waving to call time, and all of a sudden he just throws his glove up in the air and takes off after the dog.
I don't know if I would have been that brave. I probably would have run the other way at the dog there. He's coming to get me.
Maybe he had some treats in his back pocket.
There you go. Hits to Campson is low for ball in the count 3-1 now. 3 balls, 1 strike. Eli Emerson looks over to first. Quaid takes a small lead, and the pitch a strike called, and the count 3-2. Richmond Royal team won their first two games last weekend and then lost 8-0 to El Rosa on Friday night. And inside, ball 4, so Emerson walks. Jason Campson, back-to-back walks will bring Aaron Sabelka to the plate. Other Region 15C sponsors today include Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, North American State Bank at Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill in Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Here's Aaron Sabalco. He is a left-handed hitter.
The pitch to Sedalko is a strike called 0-1. A little bit on guard up here in the press box. Last night there was a few oohs and ahs. There was a few baseballs that came close to us here. Sedalko pops this one straight up. Cole Schmitz by the dugout over at first base, and that one bounces off the sports deck and the count at 0-2 now to Aaron Sedalko.
People sitting in the stands there, they could have got belted with that pretty easily, ricocheting off them steps.
The ball, two strikes. Crowd continues to roll in this morning. We'll have a second game. Al Rosa will be playing the winner of this ball game. Emerson delivers low. The count, one ball, two strikes. Ball and two strikes to Aaron Sedalko. One out, two on. Top of the first inning. Eli Emerson comes home, and that's inside. It's going to hit Sedalko. No, it did not, but it gets by the catcher, Cole Schmitz. Sounded like it hit him, but
I thought it did too.
Must have been Cole Schmitz's glove that it hit, as it really almost took him right in the gut.
Yeah, he threw the baseball out.
Two balls, two strikes. Sedalko at the plate with runners at second and third as they move up on that wild pitch. And here's a ground ball to first. Hadley, he's going to run to the bag. Quade's going to score, and Andy Hadley gets the out there. That's about all he could do.
Yeah, I don't think he had a play at the plate. It would have been close.
Quade broke on contact.
And if you don't get him there, you don't get any out. So.
Yep. I mean, it's a run early, but it's a run that you got to make up somewhere. If you're going to win the ball game, you got to score a run.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. So get an out here in this situation, and still got a runner at 30 with one out, so this is a big out for Eli.
I'll bring Nick Dingman to the plate. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Jason Campson moved to third on that ground ball. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Dingman. It's inside. And 2-0. Eli Emerson struggling with that control early on here for the Royals. Stay tuned for our postgame show. After this ballgame, we'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. Here's Dingman, a foul ball down the first baseline. Ask Colin Spooner in that coaching box. Two balls, one strike to Dingman. Keith Leaser, the manager of the Lakers, he chooses to remain in the dugout. Let Tommy Ludwig coach third.
I think it's a good idea. Well,
pitch. Here's Dingman, a ground ball to Hadley at first. Andy knocks it down. He'll pick it up, run it to the bag, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the first. They come up with one run, no hit, no errors, and one left on base. So we have played a half an inning. It is Lake Henry 1, Richmond coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KESN.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Donna, Randy with you. We're broadcasting live on AM 1150, that's KASM, also on 107.7 FM and 105.5 HD2 and streaming online at mychasm.com. Thanks for joining us this morning here on your dependable neighbor, Brad Melke, producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. He's sitting in for Cy Funnenstein here on a Sunday morning. We're just about ready to go at the bottom of the first inning. The Lake Henry Lakers going to start Grant Ludwig, who finished up last night's ball game. He came in the 11th inning to close it out, get the victory.
Pitched a lot of high school ball for Bulldogs of Painesville.
Was he just recently graduated?
Yes, he just
was a senior. So
yes, he is.
So he's an 18-year-old kid, too.
Yes, he is.
Alex Buddy makes his way to the plate. It'll be Alex Buddy, Adam Bacchus, and Trent Gerken. Andy Bauer is over in the third base coach box. Blaine Ottman in the first base coach box. And Grant Ludwig delivers high for a ball, 1-0.
That kind of blows your theory last night when we watched Farming and Lake Henry with the walks. There was 20 total walks in that game, Randy. And only, well, it was four hit by a pitch also, but only two of those scored.
Out of 20 walks, two scored.
Yeah. Four hit by pitch.
Wow.
Okay, one walk and one hit by pitch scored.
Whoa.
And now you hear it, I think, in the major leagues or whatever it is, the percentage of walks that score is very high. Leadoff walks that score, it's very high.
Alex Buddy with the 2-2 count slaps it to center field. Weston Brinkman fading over in that gap, or actually it's Sabalco in that gap, makes the catch for the out.
Brinkman
is not in the lineup today. So that's Aaron Sabalco in center field. Now let's set up the Lakers at third base. Today it's Shane Campson at shortstop, Sam Hupfer at second base, Jason Campson over at first base, Matt Quaid in left field, Nick Dingman in center field, Aaron Sabalco in right field, Max Widener. So, yeah, a lot of different players in different positions today.
Got Adam Yeager catching today.
Yeah.
Grant Ludwig on the mound. So we got a couple of young battery mates here.
First pitch to Adam Bacchus is low for a ball, 1-0. There's a strike from Ludwig and 1-1.
Not sure if Yeager just graduated too or if he's going to... He did graduate, so...
Okay.
So we got two graduates.
Yeah, young kid.
Yes. Young man out in right field.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Ludwig. Bacchus lines it up the middle. That's a solid base hit for Adam Bacchus.
Yeah, Sam Hupfer took over short today. He just graduated also. So
that's right. Yeah.
Got some Painesville Bulldogs playing today.
And here comes Trent Gerken to the plate for the Royals. Pitch from Ludwig. Low for a ball to Trent Gerken. And 1-0. We've got a light breeze. Looking at the flag from left to right. That wind is blowing here this morning yet.
Hope it continues.
A little air movement.
You bet.
Gerken takes high for a ball and now 2-0 to Trent. Two balls, no strikes. And here's a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. One hop to Aaron Sabalco. And two on for the Richmond Royals and one out.
It fooled Trent on that one. He kept it blowing in the inside corner. Trent just put the barrel of the bat on that, went down and got it. Hit a P-rock at center field.
Going to bring Cole Schmitz to the plate.
A couple of solid line drives with Buckus and Trent. This guy is dangerous.
Here's Cole Schmitz, and Cole will take low for a ball, 1-0.
Next two, I'd be a little scared to throw to.
Cole had a good first weekend for the Richmond Royals. He's struggled against the El Rosa Saints as he pops this one straight up in the infield. This is in foul ground. It's Yeager making the catch.
Boy, oh boy.
Tough catch there for Adam Yeager.
That's where two hands come in that time.
It does. Yeager making that catch, and the Schmitz retired on the pop-up in foul ground. Quaid was over there, but Yeager seemed to have it under control. Two outs, and here's designated hitter, left-handed hitting Dan Hansen.
Still see Adam Yeager coming from first last night on that double that Grant Ludwig hit. He was cruising.
He was a scooting.
And Lugsy was at third base.
Hansen, a fly ball to center field. Sadowski says he's got it, and he does, and that'll do it for the Royals in the first. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played an inning. Lake Henry in Richmond, no score. We're back in a minute on KFM.
Shady's in New Munich is having their annual corn boil on Wednesday, August 22nd, serving from 5 until 8 p.m. Enjoy corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner roll. Stop in at Shady's Saturday, August 25th for their customer appreciation. Food and drink specials and door prizes all day. Music with Nate Santa from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. and DJ Fresh Coast from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's the place to be, Shady's in New Munich. Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials including smoked pork chops, corn on the cob, and grilled chicken. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. The Bridge Brothers play from 8:30 till 12:30 at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
One inning complete here at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming as we head to the top of the second inning. Adam Yeager, Grant Ludwig, and Adam Miller will bat for the Lake Henry Lakers. No score, or actually it is 1-0. Excuse me, 1-0 Lake Henry with the lead. Lake Henry picked up a run in the top of the first inning. And the pitch two. Yeager is a strike called, 0-1.
It's found out that the one-hit pitch, one-hit batter last night was actually the winning run that scored in that Lake Henry game.
Yeager swings and misses strike two. The ball is two strikes. And Yeager bloops this one over Trent Gertken, just foul down the third baseline. Ball, two strikes.
No baseballs.
There comes one in from Gertken. There's another one. Brent Rugemer is bringing a couple in. Didn't think that many went foul yet and out of play.
That's right. There's a left-hander up.
That's right. 0-2. And Yeager's known to come back here. As he fouled this one off, right.
Going in the dugout over at Richmond, guys.
I think that went through that crowd area there. Yeah. 0-2 the count to Yeager. Boy, that was a slicing drive down the third baseline. Pitches outside, a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kick the pitch, and Yeager ground ball to Gertken at third. The two-hopper fielded by Trent. On to first, Hadley with the stretch, and 5-3 of the putout.
Hadley's got his legs in shape to be doing that.
Yes, he does. For you and me, that would have pulled hamstrings written all over it.
I think we'd get up. Mine hurt from just sitting here all day.
Here's Grant Ludwig. You'll find that this broadcast team is brutally honest.
I
One ball, no strikes to Ludwig. Pitch high for ball and 2-0. Eli Emerson delivers. There's a swing and a miss by Ludwig. Strike one, two balls, one strike. Herman Lenzing tells the story wonderfully, though, but way back in the day when KASM started doing amateur baseball, a gentleman by the name of Terry Hamill, who worked for KASM, did an Avon Laker game, and Herman was helping him with the broadcast, and I guess they were perched right on top of the dugout, and a foul ball came at those guys, and of course, with no seven-second delay, Terry Hamill let out an explicitive as the ball scooted by those two, and it's a great story. 3-2 the count to Ludwig, and that pitch is inside, ball four, and Grant's going to walk. That'll be Emerson's third walk of the ball game. Or it did hit him, okay. And we have, I did do some broadcasting early on in my career from the tops of dugouts. I remember over in Regal, I had broadcast from the top of a dugout. And now we've been given press boxes and bleacher sections with scoring and broadcast abilities there.
It's amazing. Some of the places we have broadcast, I was before I did this with you, we went to state tournaments quite a bit, and I helped you with that. But we'd get perched alongside of a light tower.
Yeah, between a dugout
and a bleacher section.
And a bleacher section, right?
Right by a light tower with a park table.
Yeah. Miller pulls it off its plate to count one ball, one strike. So, and I love these press boxes, but some of them are very close to the field. And so you have to watch out for foul balls. I mean, farming here, Lake Henry is fairly close to the field.
And we don't have screens in front of us.
No.
And I like it that way. Because
I do.
You can see so nice. And
Miller swings and misses.
You know, like we got into some press boxes where they have the sliding windows, and that's not the same either.
No, it makes it difficult.
But yeah. We sit in the bleachers a lot of times with a little table amongst the people, and that's probably the most fun.
That is fun, yeah. One ball, two strikes, and we'll do more of that at the state tournament this year. We'll be down to cover these three teams. The Cold Spring Springers are headed to the state tournament. We'll cover some of their ball games. Pop up down the right field line by Miller, giving chases Hadley. Ambient foul ground, nice catch by the Arroyo first baseman, and two outs.
That was up there quite a ways. He was looking back at where the sun was there, too, and it was a little tough on him.
So two down, and here comes shortstop Sam Hupfer. Oh, yes. Mary Heinen, our statistician / scorekeeper, just reminded us of broadcasting a state tournament from Wadena, and Perham was the other host site that year, as Hupfer takes a strike call to 1-1. Wadena's baseball field was on a racetrack.
Yes, it was.
And so the racetrack was part of the part behind home plate yet.
I think so, wasn't it?
And if a catcher had to chase a pass ball, that was a long ways away. Hupfer takes a ball, and the count one ball, one strike. Needless to say, Wadena and Perham have not had a state tournament since then.
No.
It was back in the 90s. 1-1 the count, two outs for Lake Henry. Grant Ludwig on at first. Eli Emerson comes home. There's a strike right at the knee to Hupfer in the count, one ball, two strikes.
It reminds me that Perham's seen their baseball field here a couple years ago, too, and I don't think that was situated a whole lot better. I'm not sure, but
the Emerson pitch, strike three called on the inside corner, and Hupfer gets caught looking. That'll end the Laker second. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played an inning and a half. It's Lake Henry 1, Richmond nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many.
Virgil's Vig Arena offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431. The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part? It's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
One nothing, Lake Henry with the lead over Richmond here in a seeding game. The loser of this ball game will be the number 3 seed out of Region 15. Again, if you are wondering why we're not talking about times and when these teams play and where they play, the Minnesota Baseball Association has come up with a new way to release their pairings. It will occur at 8 o'clock tonight. They'll post the pairings on their website. So kind of making it like when they relieve the NCAA men's basketball brackets, yep, and stuff like that. We'll get that release tonight at 8 o'clock from the state board. Here's a ground ball to Shane Campson at third. He kind of lollipops that throw over to Matt Quaid at first, 5-3 in the putout.
Feeney had time. That had a little hang time, didn't it?
It did. To the plate, Andy Hadley.
Shane's even laughing at the wall.
Good ball to Hadley. Inside of ball, 1-0.
Good ball player that Shane Campson. Fun to watch.
1-0 the count. Ludwig's pitch. Hadley will follow this one. Out of play. That's going to make the county road. One bounce and a cross. And the little changeup, Hadley knocks it down the left field line. That's going to go past the ticket takers into the automobiles. There's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass at beautiful downtown Farming. That might have been some chrome on the wheel hub, but they do it all.
We need to get him some work. It's been a little lax.
That's right. Leo Jolene and Hadley's going to get hit in the back there with the next Ludwig pitch. So he's on it first with one out.
Leo's Auto Body gets the body work, and A.J. Hadley has to, or Andy Hadley has to go to a chiropractor.
Going to bring Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty, a left-handed hitter. And Grant Ludwig delivers to Dusty, low and in the dirt. It gets by Yeager, rolls to the backstop. There goes Hadley to second. He's in scoring position, representing that tying run. Dusty Adams playing in left field today for the Royals. Yep, and Adams slashes it to left field. Shading over is Nick Dingman, makes the catch in that left center field gap.
That was floating a little high over there to Nick Dingman, wasn't it?
It was. Nick had to reach up at the last second to make that catch. So two outs on the fly ball to left by Dusty. And here comes number 9 hitter, Kyle Buddy. 1-0 Lake Henry here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch from Grant Ludwig is high for a ball, 1-0. Ludwig works from the stretch, pitches high again, and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Buddy will follow it back and out of play, and 2-1.
balls, one strike. Oh, your daughter, Kelly, has got a plethora of photos saved from the past. She pulls out an old photo of us from days gone by.
Well, she must have been listening that we were sitting outside of a lot of places.
Yeah. Maybe Delano, three balls, two strikes, the pitch to Buddy, ball four, and he'll walk. It'll bring the top of the order up.
My God, we were a little better looking in them days, weren't we?
Yeah.
Not that long ago either.
Thank you, Kelly, for a flash from the past.
Buddy.
Here's Alex Buddy. Two on, two out for the Royals.
Got to give a little shout-out to our little grandson, Jordy. See how he's doing.
First pitch to Buddy. A strike, and now Alex will follow back and out of play at 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Andy Hadley hanging out at second. Kyle Buddy at first. Grand Ludwig ready. Pitch two. Alex Buddy is outside and low in the count. One ball, two strikes. That wind has become a little bit more noticeable here. That flag stretching its...
It is. That's good, though.
I'd mapped it out here, and Buddy takes low for a ball in 2-2. So it looks like that ball's going to carry to right and right center field.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why that ball held up for Nick Dingman to catch, you know, getting into that wind.
You're right. I think that did keep that from sailing better.
Going on the play to third will be Andy Hadley on the pitch that's in the dirt to Yeager.
Good heads up by Andy Hadley there. Didn't roll away that far from...
No, from Yeager. It was kind of right in front of him. 3-2 the count now. First and third. Buddy will go from first, and the pitch is high to Alex Buddy, and he walks. So the base is loaded for the Royals. They left two runners on in the first inning. Andy Bauer shouting some encouragement over at third base. And Adam Bach is to the plate. Adam had a single in his first at-bat right up the middle, and he takes a strike right down the middle, 0-1.
I think Lake Henry left bases loaded four times in that game last night.
They
left like 15 guys on base, 16.
Bach is a ground ball back to Ludwig on the mound. He spears it and throws to first. 1-3 on the put-up. That'll do it for the Royals here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on. We play two, Lake Henry one, Richmond nothing. More Region 15T baseball action from Farming in a minute.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit grovemutual.com for a list of agents, or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.